Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. By this September, Eastern Kentucky University's Ag Department hopes to have its new robotic milker up and running on their dairy farm, now milking about 55 cows. No, there's not a robot with a milk pail chasing cows across a pasture. It's a station, part of a system, where the cow stops by when she's ready.
It is a station, as you mentioned, and the cows will come to this machine, and the machine will scan their udders, take a sample of the milk, and then go through the milking operation.
EKU Ag Chair John Satimi says cows feel more comfortable after milking, so they line up for the process. With a tracking chip, the system IDs and checks each cow's performance, which can be monitored on a mobile app.
We'll be able to track the individual cows better, see how they're performing, check their milk fat content. Any kind of information that we want to extract we'll be able to get on a cow-by-cow basis.
The milking system is made possible through a Governor's Office of Ag Policy State Ag Development Grant.
The production levels have been shown to go up considerably using an automated milker, not only because you're milking more often, but you're able to then identify the cows that are producing better or not producing up to what we expect them to.
He says estimates are that in 10 years, 25% of dairy cows will be on automatic milking systems. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by soybean farmers through their Kentucky Soybean Checkoff.
EKU's John Satimi is very pleased about the Ag Development Grant that will make possible their robotic milking system. They hope to serve as a model for dairies in the region. For smaller farmers, the system's lower required labor and increased production may offer a ray of hope.
People who operate small dairies, that's all there is. 365 days a year, twice a day, they're out milking. There's no time for enjoying life. You know, how do you go on vacation? Things like that. And with an automated milking system, it gives them a little bit more control over their lives. They don't have to be there all the time. They can check the app on their phone and see if everything's working right. So it's going to change the lifestyle. And we really see this as a way for small dairies to continue to operate.
Eastern Kentucky University's John Satimi. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.